In studio, we're joined by Paul Daniels, who is a 16-year-old athlete, and his coach, Fanny van der Merwe. He's a 100 and 200 meter sprinter from Pakkam Farm, outside of Kloetersville in Stellenbosch. When Paul was 4 years old, he was severely ill, which limited the blood flow to his legs. Both of Paul's legs had to be amputated below the knee. Paul is part of Jumpy Kids, an organization that provides prosthetic solutions for disadvantaged children. Fanny is also part of an organization called Inspired to Become. With the help from Jumping Kids, Paul received his first pair of running blades, which enabled him to compete in para-athletics on a national level. Since then, Paul started winning races in the 100 and 200 meter, and in 2017 he was named Junior Sportsman of the Year at the Cape Town Wineland Sport Awards. Both Paul and Fanny, please tell our listener a bit more about yourselves.
Ik is Paul Daniels en ik ga naar Kloetersville Hoërskool. En ik is 14 jaar oud. Ik is 16.
Hi, my name is Fanny van der Merwe. Grew up in Virginia in the Free State. Came to study sports science at Stellenbosch. And I am privileged to be Paul Daniels' coach and to walk a road with him.
Paul, do you remember the first time you got your running blades and how was it?
Ja, die eerste keer dat ik me aardgoedbeen kreeg, toen was het, het was lekker, maar voor het begin was het voor mij, ik kan niet lekker gaan lopen daarop. Ik het gewoon geraken aan, De eerste keer toen ik het kreeg, ik denk het was een paar jaar terug, maar ik kan niet onthouden die precieze jaargetal wat ik gekregen heb. Ja, maar toen ik het kreeg, dat was lekker om het op de hardloop. Ja, ik heb gewoon geraken aan. Die hardloopbenen is een school tussen mijn loopbenen. Want hij zal. Dan niet. Ik zal je school voelen als hij loopt op. Maar als hij loopt op je loopbenen. Als ik nou loop op mijn loopbenen. Dan loop ik normaal. Dus een normaal mens. En als ik op mijn aardloopbenen loop, dan is het amper zoals ik loop bouncy, ja.
How do prosthetic legs impact your walking or your daily routine?
De eerste keer toen ik mijn loopbenen kreeg, was bij een ander hospitaal. Ik weet niet wat het hospitaal is, maar ja, ik heb mijn eerste loopbenen bij een hospitaal gekregen. En ja, die benen was zoals die benen, hij ben het mee. Zeer gemaakt. En ja, was hij zoals de benen wat ik nou weet. Ja, die benen heeft me meer problemen gegeven. Ja, maar die benen wat ik nou ben, was hier. Ik denk ik was 2 of 3 jaar oud. Ja.
Did you always want to be a sprinter or did you pursue this dream after you received your prosthetics?
Hardloop was eigenlijk mijn ding geweest. Rugby en soccer was eigenlijk mijn favoriete sport. Ja, maar ik heb bij de TV gekeken, dus ik heb op de TV gekeken en daar was bij de mensen wat ik keek met para-athletes. Alle was mijn heroes en specifiek een wat mijn hero geweest had. En hij was Oscar Pistorius. En ja, hij was mijn held en ik heb bij hem naar hem opgekeken. Niet die feit dat hij played zit. Ja, en ja, zoals ik zie het, maar atletiek was je eigenlijk mijn sport geweest. Ja.
Please tell us more about how you got your running blades.
Ik was zo mijn maat mee gestuurd naar Sparto. Ja. En ik was op pad Sparto. Ik ken mijn sessie. Ja, en zoals die Sparto loop in, daar had de vrouw bij mij gestopt. En zei toen mijn vrouw of ik in een sport doen. Ja, en ik het wel gezien. Ja, ik wil graag sport doen. En Zij heeft voor mij gezien dat ze kan voor mij aankruipen bij een sport. En ja, ik ben niet al mijn e-mail goed is waar stier. En dan, ja, zul ik haar naam is eindelijk Suzanne. Ja.
Fanny, what has it been like to train and support Paul?
So, the lady Paul mentioned, Suzanne, it's Suzanne Ferreira. She's involved in Paralympic sports. And she's also my ex-coach. So that's, she saw him walking to spa. That was so cool. But the way I got involved, so was after they arranged for him to get his blades through Suzanne and Jumping Kids. It's I run an organization, Inspire to Become, and so that's how he got involved training with me. That was about 3 years ago. And it's really awesome, just to see Paul progress and, to see how much he loves the sport. I'm really thankful for that.
Tell us more about your organization, Inspire to Become.
Yeah, so Inspire to Become is an NGO. It's got two legs. Coaching athletes with disabilities, specifically at different schools and clubs. So I'm part of the Marty's Club, Athlone, Pioneer, and Alto de Toy. So that's my side. Then also my brother, he coaches more the extreme sports, which is like rollerblading, skateboarding, skimboarding, and then he also runs clubs in different areas. But we also look at life skills and mentoring, and especially, our main focus is to see the young kids reach their full potential.
Do you train able-bodied athletes as well? If so, what have you learned from your experience of training an able-bodied athlete and someone with a disability?
So, my focus is more on people with disabilities. That's my main focus. I have trained one or two able-bodied athletes for some seasons, and I think there's not really a lot of difference in the sense of putting up a program and the training that they do. So you must first have knowledge about the sport, and for me especially athletics, and then you must see how can you adapt it to accommodate their disabilities, but normally it's not a big problem. So I also work a lot with blind athletes, and that's you get a person that's guiding that athlete, so that helps obviously a lot. I think there's some small adaptations, but when it comes to the track, everyone runs.
How did you get involved with Paul's training?
Way back, I think I can really relate with Paul in the sense that I also watched athletics and I wanted to do sports. So after my athletics, I also started coaching. And I think when I started running, I wanted to be a coach. With Paul, definitely the connection with my coach, where she introduced us. And like I said, it was 3 years ago when I started coaching Paul. And Paul, that's been a journey.
Recently, we celebrated disability rights and equal access. What are your thoughts on equal access for disabled people?
Yeah, I think it's really important, to look at, bringing disabled people in. So in that sense, inclusion, I love the way, Marty Sports at Gutenberg is doing it, that there's really a hub for disabled people to come in, and the facilities is really, there's really equal facilities for disabled people, but and I think it's also to acknowledge people with disabilities. If you have facilities that adaptable for disabled people, that's really a plus point. But and I think it's that whole thing of you saying, but if you are allowing people to feel that, okay, they have that access. It's definitely, I think, acknowledging all people, yeah.
Yeah, for me is it anders dan, but baie keer dan voel ek so snaaks, dan voel ek so anders van die ander self. Want baie keer is dit dan kyk jy net hoe ander mense speel en dan hoe voel dit vir jou, hoe sal dit voel om kaalvoet te loop en as jy niet voor jezelf kan denken, maar als je nou beest toe gaan, wat zal mensen denken van jou? Als je nou met kindsbeen op je beest loopt. Ja, en wat zal mensen denken van jou? Bij mij is het niet like, wat mensen van mij denken. Of, ja, ik, zoals je mensen zegt, het is live my life. Ja. En ja, zo.
Paul, what was it like to be named Junior Sportsman of the Year?
Ja, dis was lekker daai aand gewees en ja, soos wat ek gedink het, ja, ek het gedink dat ek sal nooit daar uit kan kom, ja, en die eerste keer toe ek daar opstaan op die verhoog en toe was het jammer gesê, ek is hy al, en ja.
Fanny, as his coach, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, just to see Paul grow from where he started and, yeah, to see him reaching his fuller potential is really cool. And, you know, yeah, I'm proud of him for his hard work, and but I honor the relationship more, you know, we spend a lot of time off the track as well, because I drive him home and back. From and to the track, so that's where we get to spend some time and build that relationship, and it's cool to see that, you know, I'm not his parent and I'm not his teacher, and so I've got a different angle on him as a coach, you know, and time in the car is normally where we can chat about the important things of life.
What advice could you give to children that want to pursue para athletics?
Ja, voor mij, wat ik eigenlijk wil zeggen voor de mensen daar buiten, is net dat je moet nooit opgeven wat je droom is. En daar is altijd optie, ja. Altijd een way dat je uit kan komen met die dingen. En, ja.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Ja, I think for me, you know, is that God gave us talents. You know, and we've got that opportunity to develop that, you know, and I think so many times we want to, you know, achieve a lot of things, and that's really important, but also the way you know, you live and work at it is really important, and to glorify God through what He has given you, you know, is such a privilege, and yeah, so use your opportunities and be thankful for what you've received.
Ja, ik kan niet in het zeggen dat je moet nou dromen volgen wat voor uitgezet is, ja.
Thanks for joining us in studio today, and I wish you all the best for your future.
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity, RX Radio. We really appreciate it coming to studio, and yeah, it's great to share our stories with you. Yeah. Be blessed.
Thank you.